Welcome to another deep dive, everybody. This time we're looking at Akee. It's a self-hosted open source analytics tool, and it's really making waves in the privacy world.
Okay.
But before we get into all that, let me quickly thank our sponsor, SafeServer. They're amazing. They can help you get Akee up and running, you know, if you want to self-host it. And they can also offer some really solid advice on digital transformation in general. So check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Cool.
Now, we all know website analytics are, you know, they're like, they're super important these days.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, concerns about user privacy are also growing, right?
For sure.
So can you really have your cake and eat it too? Can you get those detailed insights without, you know, feeling like you're spying on everyone?
Yeah.
Akee says you can, and we're going to find out how. We've got their GitHub page and their main website right here. We're going to dive deep and see what makes them so special.
Okay.
Akee's website, right from the get-go, it hits you with this bold tagline.
Yeah.
Track without being tracked. That's a pretty powerful statement, right?
Yeah.
Can you help unpack that a little bit? I mean, what does that actually mean, you know, in practice?
Well, yeah. I mean, Akee takes a very different approach to analytics. So instead of collecting every little detail about your visitors, it focuses on the essentials. You know, think of it like this. You get to see how many people visited your website, how long they stayed, and, you know, where they came from, but without collecting personal information that could, you know, identify them.
Okay.
Which means, you know, no more tookie banners and less worry about complying with all these, you know, complex privacy regulations.
Okay. So it's kind of like... It's simplifying things in a way, but still giving you, you know, the important information.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Now, the GitHub page mentions that Akee is self-hosted, and I have to admit, I'm a little confused about that. Why would I choose self-hosting, you know, when services like Google Analytics seem so much easier? Like, you just plug it in and go.
Right, yeah. That's a really good question. And it kind of goes to the core of Akee's philosophy, which is all about, you know, control.
Okay.
So self-hosting basically means that you have complete control over your data.
Gotcha.
So you choose where it's stored, how it's used, and you know, who has access to it.
Mm.
It's like having your own, you know, secure vault for your analytics data,
right?
As opposed to you know, entrusting it to some third party.
Yeah.
Whose policies might change, you know, at any time without notice.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to see the appeal here. I mean, control and peace of mind, that's a big plus these days.
Definitely.
But let's get a bit technical for a moment. I know we don't want to bore people.
Sure.
But the GitHub page mentions a lightweight Node.js and MongoDB architecture. And I'm, you know, I'm not a programmer, so could you break that down for me? What does that mean for the average user?
Yeah, of course. You definitely don't need to be a coding whiz to understand, you know, the basics here.
Okay.
Think of Node.js as a super efficient engine.
Okay.
That makes Akee run really smoothly and handle a lot of you know, real-time data. Mm. It's kind of like having a high-performance sports car for your analytics.
Okay, I'm following so far.
Okay.
And what about MongoDB?
So MongoDB is like a flexible storage container.
Okay.
That can hold all sorts of data in a way that's easy to manage and access.
Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect for storing, you know, the website activity that Akee tracks.
Gotcha.
And this combination of Node.js and MongoDB means that Akee can be really powerful without requiring a ton of technical expertise to set up or maintain.
Okay, that's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
Now, while I was exploring the GitHub page, I noticed something called events.
Hmm.
And it sounds like I can track more than just page views with Akee. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So events let you go beyond just, you know, those basic page views.
Okay.
And actually see how users interact with your site.
Hmm.
So, for example, you know, let's say you have a button that says sign up for our newsletter.
Right.
With events, you could track how many people clicked that button.
Okay.
And that would give you really valuable insights into, you know, what content is resonating with your audience.
So it's giving you that granular level of detail.
Right? Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm already seeing how that could be incredibly useful for improving my website, you know.
Absolutely.
Speaking of deeper insights, both the website and the GitHub page mentioned something about a GraphQL API.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, that sounds a bit intimidating to me. Why should someone who isn't a developer care about an API?
Yeah, that's a good question. Even if you're, you know, not a programmer, the API is really exciting because it opens up a whole world of possibilities for integrating Eki with other tools and platforms you might already be using.
Yeah.
So think of it like a universal translator that allows different software applications to talk to each other and share data.
Gotcha.
So even if you're not, you know, building those integrations yourself, knowing that the API exists means that developers can create all sorts of, you know, cool plugins and add-ons that make Eki even more powerful and versatile.
Okay, so it's like it's opening up a whole ecosystem of potential connections and enhancements.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, let's shift gears back to privacy for a moment.
Sure.
Eki's website mentions a multi-step anonymization process.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through how that works? So how does Eki actually ensure that my data is private?
Well, you know, remember how we talked about Eki focusing on those essential data points?
Yeah. Well, it goes even further by implementing a multi-step process to really, you know, protect your visitors' privacy.
Okay.
So first of all, it doesn't use cookies, which are, you know, often used to track individuals across different websites.
Mm-hmm.
Then it anonymizes IP addresses, making it much harder to pinpoint a specific user's location or identity.
Right.
And, you know, this dedication to privacy is really built into the core of Eki's design. It's not just something that's added on as an afterthought.
Okay. So it's not just, you know, a marketing ploy. It's fundamental to how Eki operates.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I've noticed that Eki's website emphasizes a simple setup process and an easy to use interface.
Yeah.
Is that really true, or is it just marketing hype?
No, I think from what I've seen, Eki genuinely prioritizes accessibility.
Okay.
They offer detailed installation guides that cater to different levels of technical experience.
Mm-hmm. Whether you know you're comfortable using the command line, or you prefer a more you know, visual approach.
Yeah.
And the interface itself is designed to be really clean, modern, and you know, focused on presenting the data in a clear and understandable way.
Okay, so. So even if you're not a tech expert, you can still get Eki up and running without too much hassle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Okay.
Let's move on to discussing some of the finer points of Eki and its potential impact.
Sounds good. Yeah, it really raises the question. I mean, are detailed insights and user privacy like mutually exclusive? Are they, you know, can you have both?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Eki seems to be saying, no, you don't have to choose. It looks like a pretty compelling alternative to those, you know, traditional analytics platforms, especially if you really care about ethical data practices.
Yeah.
But would you say it's like the perfect solution for everyone?
Well, like any tool, it kind of depends on your needs and priorities. Eki really shines for those individuals and businesses that, you know, that value privacy and data ownership. And it's also a good fit for people who are comfortable with self-hosting or at least willing to learn the basics.
So it might not be as, you know, plug and play as some other solutions out there, but the trade-off is you get more control and transparency.
Exactly. Yeah. And the Eki community is actually very active and supportive. So even if you're, you know, totally new to self-hosting, there are tons of resources available to help you get started. But to answer your question directly, yeah, there are situations where Eki might not be the ideal fit. For example, if you need very specific features like advanced marketing attribution modeling or, you know, highly complex segmentation, Eki might not have all the bells and whistles yet. It's still a relatively young project, but it's evolving very rapidly.
Yeah, that's an important point. So it sounds like Eki is a fantastic option for website owners who prioritize simplicity and transparency and privacy above all else. But as with any tool, it's really about choosing the best fit for your specific needs.
Absolutely. And who knows, as Eki continues to grow, we might see even more sophisticated features added in the future. It's exciting to see how these open source projects can challenge the status quo and offer, you know, viable alternatives to those big players in the tech world.
It really is. Yeah. It's a reminder that we have choices and that we don't have to compromise our values for the sake of convenience or powerful features. So for our listeners who are intrigued by Eki, what would you recommend as a next step?
Well, I encourage everyone to check out Aki's website and explore their documentation. You can get a feel for the interface, see the range of features available, and decide if it aligns with your needs and your technical comfort level.
And don't forget, if you're considering self-hosting Aki, our sponsor, SafeServer, can be a valuable resource. They specialize in secure hosting solutions, and they can help you navigate that whole process smoothly. You can learn more about their services at www.safeserver.d.
Excellent point. Yeah, they can guide you through the technical aspects and provide expert advice on setting up and managing your own Aki instance. Now, I think it's important to zoom out for a moment and consider the larger implications of what Aki represents. It's not just an analytics tool. It's a statement about the kind of internet we want to build.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Aki is a tangible example of how we can create a more ethical and privacy conscious digital landscape. Mm. It's putting the power back into the hands of website owners and users, allowing them to make informed choices about their data.
Exactly. It's about moving away from the surveillance capitalism model that's become so, so prevalent and towards a more balanced approach where data privacy isn't an afterthought, but a fundamental principle. Aki provides a glimpse into a future where we can have both, valuable insights and peace of mind.
Yeah, I love that. It's inspiring to see how a project like this can challenge conventional thinking and offer a real alternative to the data-hungry practices of some tech giants. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Aki, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to ponder?
I'd say it's this. The choices we make about our data matter. We don't have to settle for solutions that feel ethically questionable or compromise our values. Aki demonstrates that there are other ways to approach website analytics, and it empowers us to take control of our digital footprint. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everyone to think critically about the role data plays in their lives and to explore options that align with their privacy preferences.
Well said. Aki is more than just an analytics tool. It's a catalyst for a broader conversation about data ethics and digital responsibility.
Now, we've talked a lot about how Aki is designed for simplicity and ease of use, but I think it's worth revisiting its underlying flexibility and the potential of its GraphQL API. We touched on community-built tools and integrations, but I think we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, I agree. What other creative applications can developers or even non-technical users envision with this platform? We've been focusing on website analytics, but could Aki's API be used to track data in entirely different contexts?
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting. What if you could use Aki to track the usage of a self-hosted app or monitor the performance of your home server, perhaps even visualize data from your smart home devices in a way that respects your privacy?
Yeah, the possibilities seem endless. It's like Aki is providing the building blocks and it's up to us to imagine and create the structures we need.
Exactly. It's a call to action for anyone who's ever felt limited by the closed ecosystems of big tech. Aki is saying, here's the power. What will you do with it?
I love that. It's both empowering and inspiring. Well, folks, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into Aki. It's been a fascinating exploration of this privacy-focused analytics tool and the larger conversation it sparks about data ethics and digital responsibility. A huge thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this episode and for their ongoing support of the deep dive.
Yeah, if you're interested in learning more about secure hosting solutions or exploring the world of self-hosting, be sure to visit SafeServer at www.safeserver.d. They're a fantastic resource for individuals and businesses alike.
Yes, a big thank you to SafeServer for their support of the deep dive. And to our listeners, we always appreciate your engagement and curiosity. What are your thoughts on Aki? Do you see yourself using it for your website or perhaps something even more unconventional? I'd love to hear your ideas and perspectives. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to think about, going beyond just websites, right?
Yeah.
And using Aki to track, energy consumption in your smart home or maybe, track the progress of some personal fitness goal.
Right.
All while keeping your data private and under your control.
Yeah, and it really speaks to the power of open source software and the ingenuity of the developer community out there. I mean, someone might already be building, the exact tool that you need, or maybe you'll be inspired to create it yourself.
Yeah.
Aki kind of provides the framework and the possibilities are really only limited by our imagination. I love that idea. You know, Aki as this launch pad for innovation.
Yeah.
Empowering both developers and everyday users to create solutions that are tailored to their specific needs and values.
Yeah.
It's a far cry from the one size fits all approach of a lot of commercial analytics platforms.
Exactly. Yeah. Aki is about giving you the tools and the freedom to build the analytics experience that's right for you without compromising your privacy or handing over control of your data to some third party.
Yeah.
It's a refreshing change of pace.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder that we don't have to accept the status quo when it comes to data collection and analysis. We can demand better.
Yeah.
And Aki shows that those demands can be met.
Well said. Yeah. It's an exciting time to be exploring the world of privacy focused technology. And Aki is a shining example of what's possible when developers prioritize ethical data practices.
I couldn't agree more. Well, folks, I think that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive into Aki. It's been a fascinating journey, and I hope our listeners feel empowered to explore this unique analytics platform further.
Yeah, and remember, if self-hosting sounds intriguing but a bit daunting, our sponsor, SafeServer, can be a fantastic resource. They have the expertise and experience to guide you through the process and ensure that your Aki instances is up and running smoothly. Check them out at www.safeserver.dd to learn more about their services.
Yes, a big thank you to SafeServer for their support of the deep dive.
Yeah.
And to our listeners, we always appreciate your engagement and curiosity. What are your thoughts on Aki? Do you see yourself using it for your website or perhaps something even more unconventional? We'd love to hear your ideas and perspectives. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.